wine. When he has bought Moyas ribis at the mouth of the door, leftover ribis, and Chayov Lahakhtu, he doesn't have to return it. But Yal Zener, when this apostle says, Yachin Rosh Ribis Sadik. Well, that's what Tesla says, that sometimes the son of the Rosh gains on the deal. Mor Atkan Vesuloi, El Raza Afilu Atkan, even by Ribis Rabbonin, Yachin Rosh Ribis Sadik. Even on a ribbis the Yeraisa he holds, he does not have to return it.
Whereas,
the first part of the Mishnah. That's if I lend you money and make up clearly you have to pay me back 120. For now on, it's only ribbis the Rabbonin, which is derech Mekach Memcha. So Rashi says, Ribbis Ksutsa means the Kreznais of Bezma Achsir im Tevi Bechayev. That calls the man the mouth of the lie, if the lady comes and complains, he has to pay back the money. But in the Ribbis to Rabbonin, you don't have to, the mouth doesn't have to return the money. Omer Rebbe Loza, Ribbis Ksutsa, whenever I charge you interest midiraisa, that means I'll lend you money and I made up clearly now, you have to pay me back interest. And the lady that paid up the interest, the locher is, Yotzin B'dayonim. Later, if the lady comes to Bezdin, the Bezdin will force the mouth to give back the money. Avig ribis, when you're only over this, the rabbon and the ribis, ain't the yetzim of the yonim. Bezdin will not take it out. Rabbi Yechon and Amano, I feel the ribis katsutsa, nami and yetzim of the yonim. Even when you're over the Yisra ribis, with your Isa, after the leiter paid off the money, the leiter cannot get back the money anymore, even with Bezdin. Omer of Yitzchak, my time of what's Rabbi Yechon and swore to say you don't have to pay back? The Yomakro, the Neshech, Nosan, Vetarbis Lokach, Vachai lo Yichlo, es kol tuwei vazoi, hoelaz o osa. That means, if you did the Yisra ribis, Lemisa Nitten, you'll be killed. You'll be killed for that avero. For lowly shovem, but there's no mitzvah to return it. Rav Adam Rav Omar Kro, Al Tikach Mito Neshem Vatarbas Reisim Lekecho. That means Lemoira Nitten. It's only given to have Yiras Hashem. Be afraid not to do it. But lowly shovem, the Torah doesn't say you have to return it. Once the lady paid up the ribbis, the malva doesn't have to return it. Rav Omar Miguf for the Kroshim. I hear from the pasuk itself. Most you must dom of boy, yiyu. That means Hukshu Malva Ribbis Hashem Chedomim. When he kills somebody, if he kills somebody, and the shas kill him, you rip his clothing, you don't have to pay for the money. We say, come with the rabbi nay. After mal the ribbis, same thing, if somebody lends money to ribbis, that's the hekish, you don't have to pay back the money. He did the avera, but once the avera was done, you took the interest, now you have the right to keep it. You don't have to return it. If so, what's the reason of Reb Lezer? How come he says, no, you have to return the interest? The Yomakor Pasuk says, "Lecha yochichi moch, keep your brother alive." Rashi says, "Reisha the korab ribis koy atikach mitoi, don't take ribis." Then it says, "Rather keep your brother alive." What does that mean to say? Ahadale, if you did take the interest, give it back to him. Kiyeshu the lechai, in order they should stay alive. Reb Yechon and Hai lechai yochichi moch, my yovid le, what's Reb Yechon do with this pasuk? Of course, mashma grab a lezer of a ribis, you have to return ribis. So Mar says, "Mi boyle, he needs this pasuk l'gratanya," like we learned. Shanaim Shayim Achamadera, two people walking on the road. Over Yadech with Miyam Kita Shemaim, one of them had a jug of water. So it's like this. In Shoysa Shanaim, if he would share it with his friend, Shneim Esam, they both die. There's not enough water to make it through this journey. The Yim Shoysechemim, if just he would drink the water, Magil Yishiv, he'll make it to the Yishiv. What should he do now? Dorish Ben Petura, Mutiv Shiyishta Shneim, you have to let your friend drink with you, Yim Esam, and you both die. But we are you're not allowed to see the way your friend dies. You're not allowed to drink the water yourself. You have to share it with your friend. That's the way he dashed. And until Shebor Rebekiv and Torah Rebekiv came, the limit and dashing the pasuk not like that. The pasuk says v'chayochichimoch means chayecha koydmin lechayechavercha. Your life comes first before your friend's life. True, there's a mitzvah to save your friend, but not at your expense. Here you only have one glass of water. If you'll drink it, you'll stay alive. Your life comes first. That's the chiddush hakroya. V'chayochichimoch, v'chayecha yochayim comes first. Therefore, you're allowed to drink the water. You're not allowed to share it with your friend. Nesvei avakasha. So, kitzur is the machlokes. If ribis katsutsa, when you lend money and you're over the Easter derice of ribis and the lawyer paid up the interest, does the malva avachias return it or not? Nesvei avakasha. It says kili nich lemaviyam moishar ribis. The father left over moishar ribis. All right. I'll stop here. So, Mr. Shep.
Yes, we're up to Dal Samach Beis of an Aleph. So far we had a machlokes Reb Lezer and Reb Yochanan, that Reb Lezer holds ribbis ketzutza is yotze b'dayon. It means if you're over the Yisra ribbis the Raisa, so then is Bezdin has the right to take it away from the Malva. And the Birchin said, no, in fact, the Birchin said, no, that even on Rivas Yeraisa, we do not take it away, Bidayon. Tagmar says, Meis, we have a kasha. It says, if the father had over money from Rivas, that means the father was a Marva, lent somebody money, and he charged interest, and he has the interest. He collected it already. So it says now, even though the children know that this money the father left over was from Ribis, in other words, the father did the Aveira of Ribis, and then the father died, so Lokari, Enam Chayavim Lazdiram, that the children do not have to return the money, the Namachir to return Ribis. It's not like real Gezel, that Lokari, the kids have to return it, but Ribis, the kids don't have to return. So the Ik is, Hoavien Chayav Lazdir. Mashma, though, the father himself, he does have to return the money. So Mashma Ribis is Yotze B'dayonim. The father, the real Malva that took the money, if Bezin comes and asks him back, he has to give it back. So the Kasha and Rabbi Yochanan. So Gemara says, no. Bidinu really, the Avu Enam Elei Mechayiv. Could be even the father himself also does not have to return the Ribis. Elei Mechayiv Lahavir. Because we all like Rabbi Yochanan that Ribis Kitsut says, Eino Yotze B'dayonim. Since Lamaisa the Leiva gave it to you, me daitoi, so now that you took it, you're allowed to keep it. But over here, the Yadi, the Kaboy, the Mr. Sefer, since they want to say the Chiddush of the Sefer, that what? That Haniach Lehem Avihen, Pora Vitalis, let's say the father, that again lent somebody money and took back Ribis, and the person paid back Ribis by giving him a cow or giving him a talis, a special clothing. Or else the Choldov Ramasuyim, anything special that people will know and talk about it, that this thing your father has because he collected ribis. So in such a case, chayovim lahachzir, then the children have to return this object back to the loiva. Why? Because they kibud aviyim. It's a kibud av, not me ikur adin of ribis. The din of ribis did, you don't have to return it. But it's not kibud av. But these people always go around talking and saying, the reason how you got this object was because your father took it with ribis. So people always talk bad about your father, therefore you're supposed to return it. But not me, Karadin. So therefore it says the Reisha also, that the kids do not have to return the money. In other words, could be like Rabbi Yechidon. Anytime the Malva collected ribis, there's no chiyuv to return it. Not the father, not the children. But the reason why it says in the Reisha that the children don't have to return it, because they want to say a chiddush in the Sefer, that there is a certain case that the children, even the children, have to return it. Mishum kibud av, that's a davar hamesuyim. Now the Gemara asks the question, v'hani, yichalatzim, they covered aviyim, tani na mireisha, but he did too. That's what says in the Reisha also, that the children do not have to return it. But really, who are then the father also does not have to return it. Now the Gemara asks, is this true? V'hani, if they covered aviyim, mi mechaivei, are the children's mechuyim to return this, the ribis, because of respect to the father, the Chulu Korikan, we should read over here, the Pasuk of the Nasi B'yam Chaloisor. We say, now let a curse, the Nasi in the Am Yisrael. That we always dash, and it means, B'yoyse Maisamcha. You just can't curse a Nasi that does mitzvahs. That's the Chal Amcha Yisrael. Ma'ashenkin, a person that does Aveira, there's no Aveira to curse him. So Chulu Adin, Kibbet Aveim, there's no mitzvah to give cover to your father if your father does Aveiras. Hear that your father did the Aveira of Ribis, why do you have to return it in his respect? So the Gemara says, "Kediyamur Apinchis Mishmei the Rova Dishasa Tshuva." We're talking about the father did tshuva. Hachinam the Dishasa Tshuva. We're talking about after they do tshuva, then there's a mitzvah like all the mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah Kibbut Aveim. Then there's a mitzvah not to curse them. For the Gemara though, Eos the tshuva. If the father did tshuva, Ma Bori Gabei, what is he doing holding onto it then? The father himself should have returned it if he did tshuva. To Marseh, Shaloi, Hispik, Lahachzir, Achimais. We're talking about that even though the father did tshuva, he didn't get around to return it. He died right away. Therefore, in such a case, the children have a chiyuv kibud aveim, that they have to return this, this object that they have the terrorist ribis. That is Marseh says. So, kids of Mir, there's no proof to Rabbi Lez or to Rabbi Yochanan. That is Marseh says, we have another kasha. It says, Hagazlonim, people that steal, or Malva Ribis, somebody lends money to get back interest. So Afal Pisha Gobel, even though they collected the money, even though they collected the Ribis, Machziren, still they have to return it. So it's a raya to say that Ribis you have to return. So first of all, Gazlonim Amai. What do you mean Gazlonim? Afal Pisha Gobel, even though they collected. Eko, what does that mean? Egos are Gozl, Gozl, Gazdin, Korosle. But yet the person stole it, he took it. And if he didn't take it, he's not called the Gazlan yet. El around the email like this. Gazlanim. Oh, my near you, who are these people that are Gazlanim? We're talking about Mali Ribbis. People that lend money with Ribbis. So it says clearly, Apa Pisha Gova, even though the Malva collected the interest, still Machzirin, he's supposed to return it. Of course, a clear right, like Reb Elezer, that Ribbis Kitzut says, Yaitse B'dayonim, there's a mitzvah to return it. The Gemara says, true, Tanoi, Takamachlekes Tanoim. The Tanya we learned, Rebbe Nechemia, Rebbe Elezer Ben Yaakov, Toitrin es ha-malva v'es-orif. They say the malva and the orif do not get malchus by ribbis, but v'esh-yesh le-bohem kumasei. Because they have a kumasei, it's like a lav hanitikli asei. But whenever you have an essay, you don't get malchus. The Gemara says, my kumasei, what does it mean to say there's a kumasei involved over here? So, lav doesn't mean to say, mishum derminilu kumo haduru. That even though the malva took the ribbis, collected the interest, he doesn't get malchus for that lav. Because it's a lava nitzikli assay, and the essay is to go and return it. So here you see that there is an essay to return ribbis. Nechal is the proof, though, the Tanakama that argues on this, he suffer, he holds, lava nayaduraninu. That no, they don't have the chiv to return it. You see clearly it's a machoyga Tanakama and Reb Elezer. The Mar says, loy, it could be my kumasay, could be everybody holds, there's no mitzvah to return the ribbis. And so, my kumasei, what does it mean to say the kumasei here? It means lekuri ashtara, to rip up the shtar. That's what's saying now, could be everybody holds that ribbis, you don't have to return. And so, look, it's not called a lav hanitikli asei. So how come the malva and the loiva does not get malchus? So the saying now, what it means to say is go rip up the shtar. So Rashi says, we're talking about that the malva did not collect the interest yet. We're talking about that true, you lent the money, and you made up, you should pay your back interest, but it didn't pay up yet. So we tell you now, the yesterday is go and rip up your shtar. In other words, do not collect the ribbis. Then you will not get malchus. Yeah. Samar says now, my kisav, what do you hold? E kisav, if you hold, shtar roi med ligvois. When you have a shtar that you have a right to collect the money with, in other words, the malva. The malva lent money to the loiva, and I lent you $100, on the condition you pay me back $120. And it's written down in the shtar. See if you tell me the fact the malva has the shtar. It's called Haimed Ligvois, it's Kagova Dami, it's Ksidid, like you already collected the money, it's Sova of the Surayu. And so then the Malva did the Avera. As soon as the Malva lent the money, and he has written down in the Shtar now, that you have to pay me back $120, right now it's Ksidid, like you got the money back, so you did the Lav right now, you should get Malkus for it. Viva Kagova Dami, if you tell me no, that right now when you wrote it down, it's not called like you collected it yet, it's so Halayovid Vloy Klum. Then the Malva didn't do anything. Chulav them shiti doesn't get malchus. You don't have to tell me he has to do a maisa of ripping up the shtar, then he won't get malchus. Masma, without doing the sefsa, he would get malchus. No, he didn't do anything right now. So far, he didn't do the lav of ribbis. Zimor says, the Elam really, I'll tell you, Ksava, this time holds, that shtar, Raymond League voice, lav kagavidomi. No, even though you have a shtar, and you lent money with a shtar, that the shtar says you have to pay back $120, but up until he pays it back, you don't have the money. It's not cool, Kagobri. It's not cool that you collected the money yet. Here. Is that Kagobri Dami? If so, the High Kamashwan, what is teaching us over here then? That the Shuma Milsi, you should know that the Shuma means something, that's the Chiddush over here. That even though the Shtar itself is Lav Kagobri Dami, just the fact that you have a Shtar says that you have a right to collect the money, that's not considered like you have the money yet, but still the Malva would get Malchus if he doesn't rip up the Shtar. Because Shuma is Milsi, the fact that when you lent the money, you made up right then that you have to pay me back $120, just for making it up, making up the Shuma, the estimate of the money that you have to pay me back, for that alone you owe the lav, and for that alone you deserve to get Malchus. If not for the fact that you rip up the shtar. Yeah. The Mor says, how can I understand what is the small rust like this? The Tznan we learned. The Elu Oivrin Beloisa say. These are the people that are over Lois say, Ha Malve, Vi Ha Loive, Ho Orev, Vi Oedim. It says, whenever you lent money to Ribbis, so then the Malve, the one that lent the money, gets Malchus. Vi Ha Loive, the one that receives it, that gives it. Ho Orev, the one that's responsible for it, the co-signer. And Vi Oedim, the Oedim that were there that watched the transaction go by. So now, Bishleim Akulu of advice. So we understand good the Malve, the Loive, the Orev, the old things. That's where they get Malchus. El Eidim, my Yovid, what do the Eidim do? They just sat back and watched. So why should they get Malchus? They don't give the money. They just were there at the beginning where they made the Shuma. when they made up the estimate exactly how much money he has to pay you back, the Eidim were there. They saw what's going on. But they weren't there, but Shasi paid up the money. El Alav, here it should be a proof. El Alav Shmamino, to Shumanusi. Shmamino, here it's a good proof. Just the fact they were there, but Shasta Shuma, when they made up how much money to pay back, and the Eidim were there, they were machazik, like, because the Eidim were there,